Copacabana Beach. African fans have gathered for the late-night match between Ivory Coast and Japan. Things are not going well. Japan scores early and leads throughout much of the game. But in the second half, two goals, 2 minutes apart, turn the gloomy mood joyous. The Elephants of Ivory Coast hold on to win 2-1. They have boosted their chances to advance to the second round, says Marie Ngonya from Cameroon.
Well, tonight I'm really proud of the Elephants. They have made Africa proud. I hope they will go much further, and I'm rooting for them. Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. I'm with you with all my heart.
The team still has a lot of work to do, says Ivorian Jean-Jules Porquet from Abidjan.
At the beginning, we weren't very hopeful, but as we say in Côte d'Ivoire, to be discouraged is not Ivorian. Then, suddenly, we score and made it to the end, and now we enjoy the fruits of victory.
Despite the late hour, fans from other countries are here to root for Ivory Coast. African football has come a long way, says Daniel Ngozi, originally from Nigeria, here with his Canadian friend Max.
I think it has improved a lot in terms of the technical ability of the individual players. That being said, I feel as if there needs to be a longer way to go in terms of getting a team to gel quicker that we see with other national teams, namely from Europe. There's something that has to change there.
Abu Sangote from Senegal thinks Africa's best chance to win the World Cup was 4 years ago in South Africa, but he thinks they still have a shot.
I hope so and think so because the African players are getting stronger and stronger. They've always had talent, but presently a lot of it's in Europe. For me, Africa should be at the top. I don't think it'll take long.
The high cost of plane fares from Africa has limited the number of fans traveling to Brazil from the continent. But the African teams are well supported by fans from around the world. Scott Bob, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.